question and answer format. Well, first of all, Shalom Aleichem, Boisa. What is the chus I have to be? I'm telling you, I came down here for Torah Masorah. I get such chizuk. This is the biggest chizuk. We see Baruch Hashem. Should be used to walk into the island, you know, and say, oh, such potential, such power, ability. What can be done for the people in this room, Abayisai, from the Talmidim, young Talmidim. Almost every day I start cheer these days. I tell the Talmidim how jealous I am of them. They sit and learn a whole day. They can sit and learn. Baruch Hashem, I'm telling you, what is the chus to be able to learn to Masech is getting Iyun, Bekiyos, Musar, Shmuz, and Hashkofa. You have Gan Eden in front of you. Take advantage of the opportunity. The golden years of youth. Don't waste it on your... Stay focused on what you can accomplish, what you can make of yourself. Baruch Hashem, make yourself B'nai Torah, grow his future B'nai Tamid HaChomim. I noticed Rabbi Levine when he was speaking, Rabbi Chaim Levine, the Shiva tells, he became a Talmud Chacham, someone else a Talmud Chacham Mubik, he had different, you can strike to so many different madrigas and make yourselves into Tamid HaChomim, using your kochos, your talents. Don't compete with somebody else. Compete with yourselves. Be the best you can do. The person who does his kochos, he's on the top. Nothing to do with who the smartest, who the biggest, the highest, and even application. People have different chunas. Someone's more of a student, someone's less. You have to use your challenges. Torah is made with the human being. And Torah is considered, I was going to say this is the high school, this is not high school, right? So high school, I can say the same speech over the high school if necessary. Okay. the Rabbag in Yisro tells Moshe Rabbeinu how to market, how to sell the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He says, tell Klal Yisrael it's an easy religion. It's not like the Goyim that they have to sacrifice their children to the Molech. The Torah is made to work with the human being. It works with Kochos and Nefesh. It doesn't go against the Torah was made to take care of our needs, to provide our natural inclinations to find outlets and expression to grow and develop where they have to battle the Yetzirah. But it's not Koveid. It goes with the human being, goes with the flow. And if we find anything difficult, that's going to develop bad habits. You have to rid yourself of bad habits. But essentially, we have to go with using our kochos, our tchunas, and try and get close to Hashem. Hashem gave us, the Torah is a system, following the mitzvahs of the Torah, and for the youth to be able, zuchus, be able to sit and learn the Torah and see the beauty of the Torah and the depth of the Torah, the profundity of the Torah, together with Musar, understanding and Mensch. You have with you, in your midst, the Baal Chidushi Halev, all the branches are studying and go over the Shmuz and that your Rosh Hashiva compiled and edited and wrote so beautifully. It's the source for everyone, you know. Every other week, I'm all the uptight. I remember it one way, the different versions, different shotim. But you have in your midst, you know, to work on human dynamics with own shmuzen and the shiva shmuzen. It's such a golden opportunity to make and you have to see the potential. You have to see the broader picture. Sometimes they get bogged down. All of us get bogged down in front of us. Be'ez Hashem, if I stick to it, hang in there. When the sugi gets rough, you hang in there to the end of the sugi. I'm lost today. You see, you work that night, and you get it straight. You come back the next day, you stay into it, you work with patience and with dedication. And if you get a bomb down one sugi, you'll get the next sugi. You have to look, Rabbi Shua says, like a poor person, you hop what you can hop. You don't say, I don't get it all. You hop a little bit. You hop what you can hop. And you realize that the goal is so beautiful. It's so wonderful. We can make ourselves in B'nai Torah and be strong and happy. And the biggest simchas achayim, the biggest joy is people that follow a mahalach, a derech HaTorah. And you know, the Yeshiva Baruch Hashem has a very unique thing to offer. The fact there's a Mesorah, Mahalach, the fact that the Rabbeim here and in Queens are not trying to innovate, they're not trying to create new ideas, they're following a path. The Yeshiva Zatzal was a master Machanech who himself, he lived to be a little over 90. And he was a Rosh Hashiva for over 66 years, but he was always interested in one thing, following the path of his father, who was a Talmud of Alta Slobodka, Blaze, and the balance of how to operate situations changed. He was always looking to answer, what would my father tell me to do? How would my Rebbe guide me? Understand that you're part of a wonderful, beautiful Mesorah Yeshiva. That's Yeshiva itself in Queens is 77 years in existence, following the same approach, the same balance, and the same hadracha, the same how to learn a Tosfos, and how to open up a chazal, and what things to focus on in yeshiva. You're not in some fly-by-night operation. And you're dealing with tremendous Talmidei Chachamim who will be madrich and guide you. And you're so fortunate, like me too. I fell into Chavetz Chaim a little older. I fell into this. I knew nothing. You know why I decided to come to Chavetz Chaim? Could have gone to Neir Yisrael. I was an out-of-town boy. I went to Chavetz Chaim because I had relatives I could go to an out-Shabbos. That was where I made the decision. That's how my great decision, Chavetz Chaim versus all the yeshivas, because there's good, New York is a good place. There's a place to go out-Shabbos. And it's a little easier to go home, a little closer to home on an occasional out-Shabbos. That's what I decided. I fell in. I've been there about 52 years or so. It's 51 years, I think it is. You fall in. Bez Hashem, I don't know how you ended up here. It's local. You fall in it, but it's not a bad place to fall into, Baruch Hashem. You're connecting the wonderful yeshiva with wonderful opportunities. You can become the Mechachamim, Simchas Achayim, and keep the Torah, and become B'nai Torah, and Bez Hashem, help serve Klal Yisrael, Bez Hashem. Klal Yisrael, it's so uplifting to see so many wonderful Talmidim in a base marriage, Baruch Hashem, and Mesifta. Miami is some of our largest, most prestigious bands with a beautiful elementary school, also part of it, Baruch Hashem. Once in a while, we got some Talmidim in from Brooklyn. They said they were 17-year men. They came in pre-1A and they stayed for 3 years of base marriage. Do we have any such men over here that are like 15-year veterans that started in ninth grade? Oh, there's started in kinder, huh? A few, huh? So which number year in the place? 14, 15, something in that range, 16 in that range. Okay. So it took me until I was 13 and a half till I fell in. You fell in at 4 years old, okay. You got a head start, you got trained in the yeshiva in the very, very beginning. Okay, let's open up for any questions, anything, any?
You know, there's a sort of Kenneth Sosa. There's a sort of Kenneth Sosa from Tarba Chachma. So how did Rebbe said before that a person should go within his own kochos?
Right.
But he should still look around. What's the...
The Shiva did say that there's a Mashur that says it's not l'chatchila. I think for us, a little over an hour ago, I was sitting at a podium together at a panel discussion, question and answers, but I had someone else next to me, with Phil David, and there's a question about Kinas Sofrim, about Nogeya, to giving teachers awards, and he was talking Kinas Sofrim, Tabra Chochma, and after the whole speech I said, I would think all the practical issues is better to do without the prizes. I think Lamaisa, in practicality, it's most important for us to focus on ourselves, and the dangers of being consumed by kinah, I think, outweighs advantage. A person can be inspired and see someone else says, I want to follow his good meisim, but essentially, his cash being discussed in shiur, it ends up by us being more debilitating, more negative than positive. A person should realize Hashem gave each one of us our own kochos, our own tchunos, and it's my job to be the best I can possibly be. And that if I'm working, if I'm trying, and maybe I'm not even trying as hard as him, But it's easier for him to try than for me. We have to worry mostly a lot about the discouragement and the years and the throwing in the towel. Oh, no, will my kash ever get mentioned in Shir? Don't be spoiled. Hashem sees each one of us, loves each one of us, and it could be like Rabbi David said today, my learning one bat, maybe more chashim is learning a mesechta. You have to, each person has their totally different mitzvahs. And Hashem loves each one that gave their own individual challenges and life situation that He wants us to deal with. And we have to try and realize Hashem wants us to use our talents with our kochos to the best of our abilities and to roll with the punches when we weren't perfect day one, to come back day two and try again and try and be better and try and do it right. There's a tendency among youngsters this way, self-esteem, whatever. Hashem loves us, wants us to perform, and we're choshev, we're tzelem elokim, we're bonim amokom, and we have to do the best we can do, and that's our tafkid. My tafkid is to do what I can do with my kohos, and not to be despoiled from someone else. And we need the positive chisa. The fact that he's better than me, who says better than you? Maybe it's easier for him. Maybe he has challenges and does things wrong that you would never dream of doing. And don't be so spoiled from the next fellow. Do what you have to do and do it right and do it as best as ever. And if you fall one day, pick yourself up and try again the second day.
Why is everything that Yiddish is so common in today's society amongst the youngsters, like Rabbi said?
Why is it so common?
Yeah.
Apparently the Yitzhara must be, the Yitzhara is interested in getting us not to serve Hashem. He's working at it 24/7. Not Shomer Shabbos, he works Shabbos and during the week, he works throughout the night, he's working constantly. The Yetzirah, you read the Chovos HaVavos, Nishar Yichramai, in the beginning he says, he can lurk in ambush for years, waiting to catch you, with complex plans. He's interested in getting you. Apparently, he feels that in today's time, with the upbringing, with the support, that he can find a ready target in the years. Apparently, the idea of years and discouragement and low self-esteem, I'm a failure, I did this wrong, he finds to be apparently very, zetmedefun, like a shmuz, is very fertile territory. And therefore we have to be aware of it, and we have to be ready to counter. And we have to say, I'm not in this world. Every day is a new day, and today what I do to serve Hashem, no one can take away from me. I can be kone nitzchias if I serve Hashem right, and do what with my kochos, what I do today is ayin l'rosa. The Chovos HaVavos does right even his time. Four words that keep constantly telling him, tell me them. Four words are, Ma'at mimcho rav etzlo. What seems small to you is large by Hashem. There's no step, there's no good thing that's too small not to be very choshev any hamakom. What's the big deal? If we do a little step, we fight this battle, we won this thing, there is no battle in which it's not choshev to have won a victory. And the end result can be victory of the victories. But we have to fight each day by itself. Look at each day as a new day, a new opportunity to get up to minion, to try and start off the day right. And to realize if today, no one can take away from me. If today I did the right thing, today I struggle, that's mine forever. That's with me for the rest of life. And we can't be disposed of someone else. It doesn't make sense because we don't even know it. It's so false also. He looks, you know, everyone looks so happy except for me. Do you know what problems are racking that person, what difficulties, what challenges. Don't be spoiled from the next person. Just do your thing, do the right thing as best as you can. And Beth Hashem, you'll be convinced.
So what role should Kinosopher play
what?
In our lives? What role should Kinosopher play in our lives?
If Lamaisa, a situation arises that you see someone doing something, in other words, and the basic guideline is always, if it can provide you to more productivity in a positive way, then you should utilize it. If someone says, oh, that was such a good chesed, he was so nice to that fellow, I should respond the same way also. And therefore, next time when someone asks me a favor, I saw this fellow jump to respond to the favor right away, I'm going to do the same thing. that is wonderful. If you see a certain behavior and say, I want to be the same way, I want to do that. But if the responses are positive and energizing, if the responses are negative, doesn't matter if a man is Shia and Kina Sofer from different types of... You worked with Rebbe Levant Shia, he was a Shia, one of the Sfarim, Bava Basra, and again, different type. But it has to energize, has to be positive. If it's sort of negative, in other words, if it make me feel bad and stay away from with the 10-foot pole, use it not to make you feel bad, to say, hey, I want to be there also. I also want to do that. But that's a very, exemplary behavior. I want to try and do that also.
Why do you
want to
do that, though? What? Why do you want to do that? Because your friend's doing it.
Huh?
The only reason why you want to do that is because your friend...
You realize it's the right thing. You realize... It's nice to be nice. We are programmed to know the truth. It's nice to a person, he doesn't give in, he does the right thing. We have a built-in sense for what's right and what's wrong. When you see something right and it's beautiful, then I say, it inspires us, makes it jealous. I should be doing that also. That jealousy of doing the right thing is good. But if the type of thing is like dealing more with cheer, his kasha, I need to work on his kasha, that type of jealousy is negative. We're working on his kasha, I want to get my kasha. You can't say I want to get my kasha this year. I don't see too much positive coming from that. You want to know this sugya? I see him working hard at night trying to get the shiur straight. I should also have a chazar to try and work harder on shiur. But you see him working hard, less on accomplishing, more in the work. But you say, look at that, he's really struggling. He's trying to, he's working on shiur. He made himself he didn't follow shiur, he got a chavrusa to chaz over shiur night. I want to get a chavrusa also to chaz over shiur night. That's positive. It's more like results. Oh, his kasha's been working. His kasha. I want to think of a kasha. That's superficial. You want to understand this year. Go with integrity, honesty. You want to understand. You're not looking for cover. You need recognition for you. It should be away from recognition. It'd be more towards things he's doing that's really right. Not in terms of I want to be recognized. I want people to notice me. That's already coming from gaiva, insecurity. That type of kin is negative. If it just, you see behavior, I want to emulate that behavior. I see a person working hard on cheer, it should be more like towards the working and the kindness, not towards, this fellow, he had a brilliant kasha. I want to have brilliant kashas. That lemaisa, I think, is more counterproductive.
Even if it motivates a person to learn much harder?
I would stay away from that. I'd be afraid of learning. You're learning because Hashem's Torah, you love the Torah, you understand the Torah. You're learning because you want to get your kash and shir. I'd be afraid of that. I wouldn't recommend learning for that reason, to get so that maybe the shir be working. One day, look, we spent 2 days on his teretz and his kasha. I'm afraid of that. I'd be afraid with our koyches. I would be inclined to go away from that. I want to understand. I want to be jealous. He's working hard on cheer. I want to work on hard on cheer. And even there, if it starts getting you discouraged, he's such a hard worker. Maybe for him it's easy. For him, working hard is maybe he's a booker. He's the type of fellow that, by me, I'm much built. So we need much more the building of the power of what we are. We can't be putting ourselves down. We got to be building ourselves up in today's times, I think. We can't. You want to emulate for higher and greater heights. I can do more. We should all have tremendous. You should, person should realize where the best of the. Who was it? Someone that pointed out. Was it Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was number 80 out of Hillel's Talmidim. He was number 80 out of the Yeshiva of 80 Talmidim. He was the Man in Gador. The yeshiva is very high standards and very, different people. No, who told you you're the smartest fellow that ever across the face of the earth? Someone could be smarter than you. Maybe a lot of people are smarter than you. So what? But if you use your talents, the viagata matzah, so you work with your kochos, you work, and you want to be jealous of work in terms of being omel and apply yourself, and again, in a positive way, then I would say positive, you know, kina, so to speak. Oh, he works hard on shiur. I want to also work on shiur. I want to try to write over the sugya then the sugya. I see he writes over the sugya. I'm going to try and put myself writing over the sugya then the sugya. It gets it more clear. You get the whole picture. You get to see what you know what you don't know. To adopt a habit. I see my friend writes over the sugya. It's a good idea to write over the sugya. That type of jealousy is good. But this business of I want to make my day in the sun. Drop that garbage. You want to understand the Torah. You want to send shiur. You want to get to shiur. You want to be ready to ask the Rebbe in shiur, out of shiur. If the person is shy, so have the Rebbe out of shiur. You want to try to get engaged and deal with the Rebbe individually. But it shouldn't be for covered and be recognized in shiur. The less of that, the better, I think.
What if you have the self-esteem to handle that, but you're not going to have Yiddish from looking at the results of the other guy? Should you adjust that?
Okay. As a general rule, I would say to stay away from this thing. I want my name to be... Now it's covered. You want to understand Hashem's Torah. You want to feel good about yourself. You work on Shiva. The good should be from working and toiling and trying. And don't worry. V'yagata matzasa. When you work and you toil. Iker is amelus toil. And Shri Matliach, what might you say we should see? What's your last name?
Labrie.
I thought so. Labrie face. I saw it right there. Little combination between the towel and Gamliel. Okay. That's right. Okay. Hatzlocha brach. You've been gebenched. Shem, you have such wonderful abeyim here. Choshe taminim. Tamid hachamu muvhokim. Chashuv ma'od. Bez Hashem, you should keep Steingrod. You hope to see you one day, Mirth Hashem, in the hills, as they say.